ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, people? We're all back together. I'm not happy about it.
And right down
there should be one less person.
Is the busiest man in Hollywood or New Jersey, Joey Quesada.
Yo, what do you mean one less person? Leave Lee alone. He's always welcome.
Oh, my God.
Right?
And right down there is the goddess of thunder, Lee. How are you guys doing?
Hey, everybody.
All right. It's good to see you guys. A lot has happened. First of all, thank you guys. Everybody that was with Sonny and I at the Rockin' Pod that came and hung out and said hello. And then everybody that was online while we were doing our live interviews, we appreciate you checking it out. That was a lot of fun. It was nerve-wracking because I really wanted it to just, you know, be successful. And you guys were able to see the interviews as we did them. But with so much happening in the news since the last time we saw you, I think it's time that we go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So, yeah, there's a million things, but we're going to go to the main thing that happened this week. An interview came out. I believe his name is Mike Brun. It could be Brun, Brun.
I think it's Brun.
Brun. And he interviewed Doc McGee. And I have to tell you, I have not had a chance to listen to it. However, Sonny did. And some of the things that he has already told us makes me think that everything he told that Doc told us has made a left-hand turn.
We were too early.
Right, oh, wait, so I didn't hear it either, Sonny. So what went left?
Okay, so first of all, so Mike Brun is called The Rock Experience. It's episode 231 on YouTube. If you want to go check it out, he deserves the recognition for getting.
Yeah, he's great. I've been on his show a couple of times. Yeah. He's awesome guy.
So first things first, they're gonna announce a opening band. Sounds like this week. Okay, so that came up because Skid Row did
CO2.
Right? CO2 already knows.
Whatever that's gonna be.
Hold on, just tell us, Joey.
There was some cruise talk, and he dispelled the rumor, Doc did, that they're definitely not playing a makeup on any kind of next cruise. They're definitely not doing any kind of acoustic sail away sets. Kiss will not play on the cruise, period.
Whoa.
Not even the sail away.
And they've talked so much about the cruise all the way to not even having it, was his exact words. Okay, so the cruise, everybody wants it because everybody thinks it's fun, just like the Kiss conventions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but it will look different, right? So I think we already knew that. If you didn't all know already, those last two shows, there are no meet and greets. He wants the band to concentrate on what's going on those 2 days versus doing a bunch of stupid meet and greets and stuff like that. So that's done. It's very interesting. If you go listen to the interview, about 12 minutes in, he quickly says something like, there's no way we would take money and not show up, kind of hinting at the Vinnie Vincent thing a little bit.
Oh,
but didn't say Vinny's name like other people kind of did that.
Dig.
Just a little dig. So the question comes up, will Ace and Peter be at the final shows? Doc says something I haven't heard before. Well, if the Jets went to the Super Bowl, Joe Namath wouldn't come play. But there's ways to do all that.
The Jets could use Joe Namath.
I don't know. If they get Aaron Rodgers and Zeke, they might not need anybody else. Right?
I don't know if either one of them are coming at this rate.
So then he said stuff like, everything can be celebrated through videos, etc. It doesn't have to be. Because the thing came up for the cruise. Well, you know, are Ace and Peter invited? Of course, Ace and Peter are always invited to anything that gets done, blah, 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 that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, we can celebrate through videos, blah, blah, blah. He even said, what's there supposed to be? Two Catmans? Is a fox supposed to show up? Like, he even went down that route.
Whoa.
So will Bruce join? Well, we've never really been a jam band. When was the last time you saw Kiss jam with a bunch of people? That's not really what we do.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Whatever that means.
And Bruce. Ace and Bruce got on stage with
the last show. Can't break from the plan.
They're in litigation with the Dubai thing. We already knew that. Contact us and we'll make Dubai right. So they're like giving away other things to try to make Dubai right, I guess.
No.
If you, how do you contact us? Like, how do you?
I'm sure everyone's tried.
Send them smoke signals. What do we write? Yeah. What do we do?
I'm sure everyone's emailed 1,000 times.
Mike asks, will there be a Vegas residency? Doc's answer, no.
I can't believe that.
No. We're not playing after December 2nd.
I don't believe it.
Will there be shows added? No. The shows are what they are. The biopic. Well, will there be things after Kiss is done? There's a biopic out there. It's got the first. It's about the first 4 years of Kiss. We're already down the road. I didn't know it was about the first 4 years of Kiss. That was news to me. So I guess it's about the first 4 years.
Did he say that on our show?
He said that on our show. Yeah.
I must not have been listening. So I thought it was interesting. Some new nuggets, stuff that I had not heard, and it wasn't like there was definites, which sounded a little odd.
Yeah.
Listen, I would be surprised again the way they word everything with the end of the road. We're mm-hmm. all thinking they're going to pop up here, they're going to pop up there to do something. I don't think it's going to happen. It might not happen at all in 2024. Right. I think the very earliest it would happen summer of 2024. I do think the second that Kiss is done, I can't imagine Gene taking a long break. I think Gene's going to grab his solo band and start booking shows immediately because Gene will be fiending. He won't be able to take being home. But I think all of us believe that Kiss will do more shows. Listen, I'm in maybe the low part of the scale here to say, I hope they don't. I would love if I knew for sure December 2nd was the last show ever in makeup. Mm-hmm. I don't have tickets, but then I would try to get tickets.
Right.
It's possible. And Jared, you're right. It's biopic. It's possible.
Wow.
That maybe.
Grammar, please.
Good point, yeah. Jared.
It's possible. Doc's done.
Mm.
Right. The whole, I don't know if he said it in these exact words, but you kind of got this feeling of none of that shit's happening on my watch. Right? You kind of got that feeling. So it's possible Doc just walks away and goes, go do whatever you want with that crap. I'm not in it anymore.
And you know what? That could be, you know, because the question is, does Kiss need Doc around? If they're not touring anymore, or they don't think they're touring anymore, and they're not making deals and so on and so forth, do they need Doc around to facilitate videos and that type of stuff?
Right.
Probably not.
Nope.
And the way Doc has talked over the last 6 months, especially when he let the Paul track thing leak and stuff like that, it does seem like a little bit like, not that he's checking out, but he's not watching his words as much as he did in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, he's talking as a man that has nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's spilling it.
Right? Very much like Ace. Ace talks like a man that has nothing left to lose and doesn't understand that he keeps losing every time he talks.
Do you think that he's saying, okay, so is it possible that he's saying these things because he's just waiting for those last two shows to be over? So people will go to all these shows. Nobody will go, oh, this is my only chance to see Kiss again. And then they'll sell out those shows, all of them. And then when they all happen, because if somebody goes, oh, I'll just save my money for Vegas. So is it possible right. that Doc is saying there's no Vegas shows because there are Vegas shows, but he wants everybody to go to Knoxville instead, which has plenty
on of Vegas. Left.
But Joey, does that even matter? They're going to make their money no matter what now. They don't care how much Knoxville sells.
It looks bad, though, doesn't it?
Yes and no. I don't think one has anything to do with the other, but you're right. Doc is never going to say anything about a Vegas residency or anything past this last date because there's no reason to. Yeah. There's no reason to sell Vegas now. Kiss is all about selling the moment, right? So the moment right now are these last 50 shows. After these last 50 shows, they might take a two-month breather and say, okay, here's the next step of what we're going to do. Who knows? But I do think that Doc is smart enough or Kiss is smart enough to not look past these 50 shows to anything else to distract anyone from what they're doing right now.
Right. They always have an out because of the wording they use. End of the tour. You know, we never, and they can go back and do Vegas. We never said we weren't doing Vegas. Doc might have said it, but he didn't know what he's talking about.
And reality is choose your words wisely. Who cares?
I know.
Right? Even if you don't choose your words wisely and you do something different, what are you going to go to word jail?
Right. Motley Crue signed their own contract. We're never doing it again.
Right.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah, there's only so many times you can come back from the last show and keep doing it. So that doesn't bother me because they can always use the excuse to, we had Vegas planned and COVID hit and this. Just do whatever you want to do. We don't care. It's okay. We understand. Because I will tell you, I don't think these shows sell as well as they're going to sell, or the promoters that book these shows paid them the guarantee that they're getting if this wasn't billed as the last 50 shows.
Right. Yeah, it's a DT plus the points asked an interesting question. If Kiss really cared about the fans, wouldn't they make the Sam Loomis stuff available? So Mike asks Doc, all right, Kiss is done. You guys are going to keep doing soundboard releases, blah, 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 blah. And Doc was all over. Stuff will keep coming. Right? Gene is working on stuff as we're talking. Like, there's
so much stuff.
Stuff will keep coming.
Right.
Now, you know, he didn't mention Sam Loomis because reality is nobody's mentioning Sam Loomis anymore. But there'll be stuff coming. If there is, and it sounds like there's going to be, a Mark St. John recording out there that's going to get released on a soundboard, my God, then everything that they have can be released.
What did he
because
do,
that
shows?
Is, yeah, he did two and a half shows.
Two
and
shows,
gonna get
right?
One of them?
Cool. What's the release date
Let's
of that,
hear
by
it.
The way?
I heard, what was it, June, July, I think? Something like that.
Because what is there, two tracks already released from it? One or two?
It's April. I think it's just a couple weeks away, I think.
Oh, is it April? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't either.
Just to step away from this a second, it's kind of put together. Sonny, when we were interviewing Ryan and Jeremy from Ace's band, somebody asked if we know of anybody that's going to be in Gene's band. We did ask them, right?
If they were going to be in Gene's band?
Right. And I think they said no.
I don't remember if they said no, or I don't remember if they said they didn't know yet.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Just so I think I know who Gene's band is. I don't think I'm allowed to say yet. I don't know it. I don't know it for a certainty either. But I've heard some things.
If I had to speculate, so April 3rd, Bretzky says, April 3rd, Rex says 7th. I'm sorry, my bad. Numbers fail me. I fail myself on numbers. If I had to guess who I thought was going to be in the band with Gene, I would say it would be Bruce's band. That's just me. I think it would be smart of Gene. I mean, he's been watching them for 5 years now. He knows that they can play everything that he would want to do, and he knows that they can cover it. You say no, Sonny?
I say no because what? He knows what Slash is going to do. Todd and Brent are not walking away from Slash. Hmm. Period. I wouldn't walk away from Slash if I was Todd or Brent, not after all these years. And you don't know how long Gene's going to be out there.
So Sinkin Stanley says Gene is having Todd Kearns and his guys in as his band. It has been announced. Oh. I didn't see that. I mean, I look every day for that.
It's
kind of
possible
stuff.
That they're playing some dates around Slash, but if you're thinking Gene's going to go do a 100-date tour or something, I can't imagine how that's happening unless somehow Gene knows Slash isn't going to go on tour.
I will tell you, I will definitely go see Gene's band.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather, 100%. I would rather see that than this right now. If you
absolutely, I'd rather see that than see Ace right now.
Yeah. I would, I would love to see that, especially the set list that they can put together and all the clips that I saw online of Gene doing some stuff. I don't know what he's going to do or how he's going to do it or if it's going to be a tour, if it's going to be random dates, but in a small, you know, smaller theater type places, that's going to be a must see show, I think.
Heck yeah.
All right. So obviously more and more, we got a year before, I mean, so it's maybe 8 months before the next shows are coming up. So obviously a lot is going to happen. Don't forget, you can message us or email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. And I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know that I have a few packs of the brand new second series Podcast Rock City cards.
Now wait, hold on. Whoa.
Did you save me a set?
I was going to say.
Since I was injured and couldn't make the expo.
Yeah, I saved you guys sets.
Yay.
I have some left. I left some home because I was like, people that are watching and listening might want some. I want to make sure they could get them. So if you go to podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com, I will send packs out, U.S. only. I'm sorry, I hate to be that way, but if I send these to England, it'll cost $25. And that is just, it's unnecessary. It's like, anyway, U.S. Only. Oh, Lee booed me. Anyway, and I will, everyone that say you want the cards, put your address, I will mail them out and I'll send them out in order of request.
But didn't we have to, Joe, didn't you say each one, whoever gave the best Sonny insult gets the pack first, right? You forgot that part,
Bring it. Bring it.
You can't just send these cards for free, Joe. You got to make them do something.
Yeah, then we can read them.
They're already doing something. They're following us and listening, and it's awesome. All right, so one other thing I want to point out. So I show up at the Rockin' Pod, and Sonny shows up. And you guys don't know this, but Sonny is very generous all the time. And
Don't spread rumors.
He is. And this time was no different. I see him, and the first thing he hands me is a book called Pooney Goes to the Taj Mahal.
Oh, my
Pooney
God.
At the Taj Mahal.
Oh, my good God.
Wow.
Who the hell wants that?
What in the world? So,
you know the crazy thing? Obviously, it's not something Sonny wrote, but the crazy thing, it's about a cat.
Named Sonny.
The cat's name is Sonny.
Come on. Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
What in the world?
So, if you guys want to get
the cat's name is Sonny Pooney?
Shouldn't it have been a donkey?
What's going on?
It's the funniest thing, man. I just
freaking
can't.
Twilight Zone?
It is the freaking Twilight Zone. Yeah, it was great to meet everybody at the Rocket Pod. We had a great time. Go back and watch our videos. If you're watching from Facebook, after the show's over, go to YouTube and subscribe there, because I do shorts all week, and we discuss stuff as it's going on, and you most of the time you're not going to get to see that unless you're on the subscription list over at the YouTube. All right, so that being said, is there any other Kiss news, you guys? Obviously, we've got the soundboard coming out in just a week or so.
We got the Vinnie Vincent, the new Vinnie Vincent meet and greet.
Oh, the party. Yeah. Is he going to show up?
So he's going to be doing the he's going to do a listening party for his new record. I saw he's going to have a band playing with him. I believe the singer for the Bullet Boys is singing with them, right?
Mark Torian singing with him?
What?
Yep.
Are they all going to Vinnie going to show up?
I'm pretty sure that was announced. And I think I know a couple of the other guys that are going to be in his band. Who the hell knows if it really happens? I don't think,
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Vinny has ever canceled one of these private events, right?
No.
Yeah, he did.
This is
no.
Yes, he did.
I don't think so.
Not one of the private ones.
The shows he's canceled. Not one of these private.
No, there was one. It was some kind of birthday party or something, I thought.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him.
So here's my thing, though. I want to make sure that when we talk about this, it's there. Besides Vinnie Vincent, I know and we know people that work on these as a means of income and stuff like that. I don't want to knock it bad. What I want you guys to know is if you got the money and you want to go, you go.
Of course.
You know, absolutely go.
If he shows up, it'll be great.
To see him play or to listen to the record before everybody else. If there's going to be other musicians there, booze is going to be there, food's going to be there, opportunities to hang out with other Vinnie Vincent fans. That's not what we're saying. You know, it's just, to me, it seemed at first I thought it was just $500 to listen to the record.
He always adds money on, though.
Yeah, the way there, you know, that's something that you have to worry about, you know. So we'll wait and see. I know that other people are going to go. I know that we'll have friends that are going to be there. If Vinnie Vincent wants to come on this show and talk about it with us, try another show.
Wow. Joe, did you talk about Gene announcing the recording session at Electric Lady?
Okay, we talked about that last week, but that's 500. No, that's 5,000. Our buddy Mike is going from.
That would be it would be cool.
Kiss Talk. He's going to be there. I hope I was allowed to say that. Anyway,
what Mike can tell his wife or
same thing as always. If you have the money. Exactly. God, that seems like a great event. Doesn't that seem like a great time?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, what an experience.
I definitely do not have the money. I would love to go.
Put on Sink and Stanley again. That picture's the best ever. I can't stop laughing every time I see it.
It's brutal.
Knoxville. See you there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Okay. So now that we've got, let's get past the news. Let's go ahead. We got a big topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City Topic of the Week.
So we're talking about, first of all, I want to thank Classic 78.
I feel like I haven't been on since we changed the music. God, isn't it so good?
Today's the first day that I've ever used
it. I was going to say.
Premiere.
Whoever up out there doesn't know, Classic 78, you please look them up right now. So good. These are, it's our buddy Joe McGinnis, who's also in quarantine, Charlie Benante. These guys do classic sounding Kiss songs, all original Kiss songs, but in the old 70s Kiss style. They have three records out right now. Every one of them is absolutely incredible. Go listen to it, download it, buy the physical copy. It's unbelievable.
Classic78.com. Go there and check it out. I've done work with them before. For other video projects, and I sent them a message, and they were like, of course you could use it. Just make sure you let everybody know who we are. And if you guys don't know, I'm glad that we're the ones telling you. So Classic 78, that's where the music is coming from. One other thing did come out. That Spinning Gold movie, I guess, comes out this week. I'm gonna give it a shot. I may go see it. I know that it's not going to be completely about Kiss. I know that it's going to be about Casablanca, but I'm interested in that. You guys?
Is that streaming or?
No, it's in the theaters.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. I think it'd be really interesting.
I'm vaguely interested. I don't know if I'd go to the theater to see it. I'll probably wait till it comes out on something, but I'll definitely watch it eventually. I do think, God, whatever the little bit of money they had to spend to get the real Kiss makeup, every Kiss fan in the world would have gone to see it. But because the makeup is there, you probably cut that in half.
Right. Yes.
The way they bootleg the makeup, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still interested in the story. I'd like to you know, I'd like the opportunity. I will tell you guys that Three Sides of the Coin, I guess, have the grandson of Neil Bogart and Joyce. I'm sorry, her name is
Biowitz or something like that.
Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah. Who obviously they worked with Kiss. So they wrote it, I believe, and go and check that out. I think it comes out this week, and Mike Branvold owes me $600. All right. So the topic of the week is, we've got, how many songs is here, Sonny? 100?
I think it's 111.
Well, 111 songs. 111 songs.
I got to bring up my list.
We're going to pick, we're going to go through it. I mean, we're going to go fast.
Are we sure we're doing 25? Are we doing 25 each? Are we really doing this?
Sonny, how many should we cut it down to 20?
I don't care what the number is. It doesn't matter to me.
We could do two at a time and make it really interesting.
No, that's not happening.
No? Yeah, Sonny's like, because Joe's going to get myself. All right, how about this? Who's ladies first? How about that? You guys fine with that, Sonny?
No, I already got the thing set up.
Oh, okay. Can you send it to me or?
Send
now,
it to you.
Are we sharing it or what?
Yeah, right now.
Joe, one more quick. So I didn't prep for this. quick question. So we're doing our set list of songs that we want to do. You know, we can't read that, right, Sonny?
You can, because that's the biggest I can make it.
That's what she said.
Oh, you beat me.
Can you guys read that even a little bit? Not even a
little
bit.
Well, I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it because I have my list right here.
So we're picking our set list. We're going to build a set, but does it have to be in order?
No. Just pick the songs you want.
All right.
So we're going to, Sonny, you lead this. You lead this because you could do it. Just go Lee, Joey, Sonny, Joe.
Holy shit. Okay, wait.
You don't have to do that.
Lee, Joey, Sonny. No. We're going to do it now. All right. So, Lee, you got first pick.
Deuce, duh.
Thanks.
All right. Deuce, damn, I got to cross this off.
That's right. You crossed that right off.
That's why if you could make it bigger, I'm crossing it off for you if you could make it bigger. But that's up to you. Joey, you're up.
I Stole Your Love.
Oh, damn you.
Oh, how about that?
That's gonna last?
No, that's not gonna. That doesn't work. You can't see us.
Oh, there we are at the bottom.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm.
Oh, there, we're on the bottom.
So I Stole Your Love. Okay, Sonny.
Mr. Speed.
Son of a dick.
Okay, so Joe, you get two now.
I'm gonna go with Black Diamond.
Oh, hold on. Why don't?
Why is he getting two?
Because I'm at the end, and it comes backwards the other way now.
Sonny, did you send me this list? When did you? Oh, I got it. Never mind.
This is awful.
All right.
Okay.
Black
Diamond and Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Oh, I hate you. No, I hate you.
Shit.
You did that on purpose.
You just got to tell us, because I'm not keeping track of what's been picked, and I can't read that. It's too small.
Not a problem. All right. I'm gonna make the Ace Cult happy. I'm taking Rocket Ride.
Awful.
Now I'm not keeping up with the comments today. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm having to keep an eye on this Rocket.
I'll take Detroit Rock City.
Okay, Sonny, did you say I Stole Your Love already?
Yeah, Joey said it.
Okay.
All right, Lee, you get back to back.
King of the Nighttime World, God of Thunder.
I'm not even able to keep up. That's okay. Sonny, I'm just gonna.
God of Thunder.
Is this all the makeup songs through Dynasty? Is that what we're doing?
All the 70s songs, yeah.
Only basically. So through Dynasty.
Yeah.
I think it was only through Dynasty, wasn't it?
I'll take Love Gun. Man.
My list is whittling down.
I am gonna take Come On and Love Me.
Son of a dick.
Sonny, please, I know you rig every game you play. You better somehow have rigged this that Joe gets the last pick and it's anything for my baby.
I would have loved that.
But no, but we're not going to get it. We won't
Why
even
do you
pick
hate
all
that?
These.
Joe, you got back to back.
Okay, I'm going to go with Making Love. And I'm sorry.
That's not a song.
How about Hooligan?
Oh.
Whoa.
Throw a Peter in there. Peter.
That's what she said.
Throw a Peter.
Yeah, that's wasted.
No, I want everybody singing.
I was like, why? Why did I say throw a Peter in there?
Oh, there's no way I'm missing on this. Room service, baby.
Oh, man. I'm not able to keep up. That's okay.
I'll take 100,000 years.
All right, Lee, you're back to back.
Okay, I'm taking Love 'Em, Leave 'Em and All American Man.
I can't keep up. I feel like I'm going to fuck everything up.
You can't fuck everything up. I'll just keep telling you that's taken, that's taken, that's taken.
All right, and I'll apologize a lot.
Joey.
Love Her All I Can.
Damn.
All right, that puts me on the clock. Jesus, I'm getting all of mine. I'm getting all the ones I wanted. Rip it out, baby.
Nice pick. Man.
Dang it.
All right, Joe, you're back to back.
Shock Me.
Nice.
And did somebody pick Shout It Out Loud yet?
No.
I'll take that one too.
All right, that puts me on. I'm going to go with Parasite. All right, Joey.
King in a Nighttime World.
Gone.
Oh, it's gone already?
Yep.
Took it.
Let's do... Hold on.
Nice.
Dr. Love gone yet?
Dr. Love is not gone.
I'll take it.
All right. Lee, you're back to back.
I'm taking Flaming Youth and Wiped Out.
Oh, my God. You could have waited on all that shit.
I'll take all that shit.
Flaming Youth and Wiped Out.
That's
right. Good Lord. I figured those would be left over.
Whatever. Flaming That's because you're 80s Kiss man.
It's getting
Flaming
brutal.
Flaming Youth and Wiped Out. All right, Joe.
These Joey. Songs are masterpieces, Joey. Man.
I'm up.
Yeah.
I Want You.
All right. Yeah. See? I want you to say that over again. Say it again.
I Want You, Pooney.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I
Want You, Mrs. Pooney.
Man, I'm going for the all ace list. I'll go Cold Gin, I guess. Joe, back to back.
God of Thunder.
Gone.
Gone. So good, Duke. How about Hotter Than Hell?
Okay. One more.
Oh God. I Was Made for Loving You.
Why? All right.
Maybe she's gonna be a cool set.
I'm gonna go with Magic Touch.
She's got that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joey.
Let's do Mr. Speed.
Gone. Dude, I first it's round, gone. Baby.
Let's see. Let's do Rocket Ride.
Gone.
Stop.
Why don't you just pick my whole list?
Hold on. I'll take She.
Damn it! So mad!
All right, Lee, you're back to back.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Where are we here? Okay. I'm taking Rock Bottom and New York Groove.
New York Groove. All right, Joey.
Speeding Back to My Baby.
I was going to take that earlier. I passed on it because I got so much ace all right already.
I'm low on ace. That's why I grabbed it.
Yeah. I'm low on ace.
All right. I am going to go with It's All Right. All right, Joe, you're back to back.
Is Firehouse available?
Firehouse is.
I'll take that. And I'll take Ladies Room.
All right, that puts me on. And I'm going to go with Tonight You Belong to Me.
Oh, that was my pick, you dick.
All right, Joey.
Stupid asshole.
Better take one you like to know me, otherwise I'm taking that one too.
I hate to do it. I almost have to now.
No.
Let me just
make sure. You on.
If you don't take it, Lee's taking it.
Hold on, you stupid idiot.
It's on my list.
Now let me get Radioactive.
Oh, wow.
All right, Lee, back to back.
Okay, I need a Peter, so I'm doing Baby Driver.
I can't do it again. I'm not doing it anymore. I get hate mail when I do that. It's the craziest thing.
One more.
One more. Sweet Pain, baby.
Ow. It's like drafting kickers.
You can't make this list bigger than one we're picking from. I got it
as big as I can make it. Joe can only make it bigger.
Otherwise, we'll disappear.
Yeah, this is the best I got right here. How about that?
Not really.
We disappeared then.
It doesn't help. You could put it back.
Okay. doesn't help anyway.
It's Joey's turn.
Yep.
Take Me.
Take Me Work.
Oh, man.
All right. So it's on me.
Oh, I know what I want.
I'm going to go with Larger Than Life. I was about to pick a second one, but it's not my turn to pick the second one. All right, so Joe, you're back to back.
We got Strutter still up there?
Yep.
I'll take that.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. Oh, Rockin' in the USA.
People in the comments, help me out here. I'm losing track. My turn?
No.
Tony, don't take my pick again. I don't even know if it's still up there. I'm going to punch you right in the mouth.
I'm going to take
Getaway.
Oh, that's... Are you mother...
Joey, you're up.
Fucking idiot. Oh, God. Is Christine 16 left?
Yes.
Yes. All right, Lee, back to back.
Okay, give me Got to Choose. And Watching You.
Lee is killing it. Keeping up. Yeah. Everything. Wow.
Look, I did homework on this shit.
All right, Joey. Great Expectations.
Wouldn't You Like to Know Me still there?
Yes, it is.
Give it to me.
Nobody wants Great Expectations.
All right. I'm up.
2, 3, 4, 5. What are we on? 13? Something like that?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're on 13 right now.
All right.
I am going to go with, is it still there? Oh, my God, it's still there. I'm going to go with Strange Ways.
Damn it! That was my next
See, Pooty's rigging this. I don't even know how he's doing it.
Joe, you're back to back.
And Mr. Speed is gone, right?
It's gone.
First pick, Joe.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I all right. How about Tomorrow and Tonight?
Whew, you can have it.
Okay.
I love that song. And how about I know I got it. I know we're doing a show. How about
Come on, Joe?
Got to Choose?
Gone.
Sorry,
How about Hard Times?
Oh, okay. Hard Times, all right.
Nice.
Okay, I'm up.
What Chuck McFarland's telling me what the fuck, Joe? I don't know. How did I disappoint you? To write it.
Nobody wants tomorrow and tonight.
Tomorrow and tonight is fun. Okay. It's a fun song. We can okay, rock all day. We can roll
all night. Yes, we can.
I'm just saying, think Chuck McFarland's mad at me.
I think I am going to take charisma.
Oh, I hate you so much. That was my next one.
Joey.
I'll take Plaster Caster.
Oh, I hate you both so much.
All right. Lee, you're back to back.
I'm taking two-timer.
Chuck McFarland says it's not fun.
Almost Human.
Not even on Alive 2, Chuck. Charles, Alive 2, Tomorrow and Tonight is amazing.
You keep telling yourself that.
Joey, you're up.
I will take Snow. Oh, wait, me?
No, you, yeah.
Snowblind.
Ooh. Good one.
I'm going to jump off a roof. You guys hate me.
Okay, there's. I can't believe this is still there, so I'm just going to take it. I'm going to take Sure Know Something. Yo, you're back to back.
Love them, leave them.
Gone.
Sucker balls.
Sucker balls.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. How about Do You Love Me?
That's good.
All right. And, oh, man. 2000 Man.
And that one's good. All right. Now, we are getting to...
We're getting there. What are we on, 15?
Yeah, the 16? Nitty-gritty here. I cannot believe that's still there, and I'm taking it. Nothing to lose.
I'll take Beth.
Oh, my God, Joey. Goodness. What the hell is wrong?
Peter singing Beth, not Eric Singer, everybody. Calm down.
Lee, you're up.
I'm going to take, let's see, Got Love for Sale and Kissing Time. Love that one.
All right, so Got Love for Sale and Kissing Time. And Joey, you're up again.
Let's go with... Let's go with I'm in Need of Love.
Nice.
In Need of Love. Okay, let's see. Who do I want to make mad today? I just want to keep making my list better. I'm going to take Love and Chains.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Joe, back to back.
Did anybody pick Rock and Roll All Night?
No.
That's mine. And how about, I don't know, I might have picked, did I pick Nothing to Lose?
I just did.
You just did. Okay, I'm sorry. How about Save Your Love?
Save Your Love is still available. Okay, what is the best song left on this list that can make people mad?
Why would you do that?
I wish I could see it.
I'm going to go with Mainline.
Nice. Damn it, that was written down.
Let's do Hooked on Rock and Roll.
That was my other one I was thinking about. All right, Lee, you're back to back.
Okay, I'm going to go Goodbye. That's going to be my last song but in my set list. But Goodbye.
This is and so frustrating.
Dirty Living.
And Dirty Living. All right. Joey.
I'll do a little Ladies in Waiting.
Ladies in Waiting. Wow.
Ladies in Waiting.
All right. So it's my turn. I am going to take God, I hate that song. I'm not taking that. God, there is some crap. Oh, I'll take Coming Home.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Joe, you're back to back.
Watching this is you? It, right? This will be 20?
Yeah, this is we've got 20 time right now. Yeah.
If you we've got time to do the rest. Yeah. We
can go.
Watching you?
Watching you's been gone.
Oh, it's been gone, Joe.
How about Hard Luck Woman?
All right, Hard Luck Woman.
Anything for My Baby is still there, Joe.
So yeah, is Toss and Turn. So is this the kind of sugar Papa likes? You could pick
that's a good one.
Room service?
Gone. Been gone.
God, I
think about who you're talking to.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. It's like, all right. Let Me Know.
Still there.
Yes.
Don't pick the one I want, Sonny.
I am going
to purposely try.
My God.
Move on.
I'll take All the Way.
That's how I like my pizza.
I would have never taken that. All right, Lee. Back to back.
All right, I'm taking Going Blind and See You in Your Dreams.
Going Blind and See You in All right, Joey.
Let's do What's on Your Mind?
I was thinking the same thing. Not much left here.
Pickens are slim.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can you read that?
Good Lord, that's bad. I can read what's left real quick if you want me to.
No, maybe we should give the last one out to each other. The 25th pick we give to the other person.
Oh, I like
no,
that.
No, I don't like that. No, I like that. No.
Wait, Sonny and Lee, let's vote on that. Good choice? Good idea?
I like it. Yes, I like it.
Okay. It's hilarious.
So we each give Wait, each other whoa, the 25th whoa, pick. Whoa,
hold on. No.
Just
no,
the
no.
last oh, yeah. one, Joe. It's yeah. funny.
Okay, so this is I just took X-ray eyes. And Joe, you are taking the end of the 21st and the beginning of the 22nd right now.
That was funny,
okay.
Joe.
I want cold gin.
It's gone.
Cold gin's cold been gone.
Joe.
Okay. You guys,
we've just picked silly. 100 cold songs. Cold gin
All
is gone.
American Man.
Gone.
Been gone.
Oh Jesus!
I God. Took that.
All right. How about Almost Human?
Gone. Been gone.
Mine.
I can't keep up.
I zoomed in, Joe. You got to try to zoom into your screen. It's the only way to pick. Trust me, you're not going to pick.
Yeah, hit the big screen it's gone, down it's there on the bottom. See the big little.
All right. How about this? All right, I see it. Very nicely done. Thank you. How about
put my glasses on so I can read it.
This is a fucking disaster. These songs are.
Do it, Joe, because we're going to give it.
They're
to
all
anyway.
Kiss songs.
Pick it, Joe.
Yeah, but some of them are terrible.
You're getting it anyway.
I'm going with. all right. I'm going with Anything for My Baby.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and you get one more.
I hate you guys.
It's a good opening song, Joe. If you want to open with that.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's not much on here that I really want on my.
Where is this?
I have a couple Peter singing songs already, so how about God, there's just no
pick something
ain't quite right.
Hurry up.
I'm gonna read the Pooney book.
The Sonny Pooney Cat.
I am going to take You Matter to Me because some of these songs are real shit.
Because Joey matters to you.
It's true. Yeah. I'll take Don't You Let Me Down.
Baby, Under the Boardwalk. Man. Don't you let me down.
Here's the thing. Lee, you and I are going to give each other our last song, and Sonny and Joey are giving each other their
there
last
you,
song.
There you Now we're talking.
Deal. Yes.
All right, Lee, back to back. Oh,
man. Okay, I'll take Fractured, Mirror, and
brutal.
This is awful. I'll take living in sin. Why not?
I had a whole plan about how this is going to go. Everybody that's watching live right now, thank you very much. This is what you could do. Go online and just send us your top 10 that you would pick. Or you could do 25. To hell with it.
Burning up with fever.
Send it to us, podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com.
All right, Joey took Burning Up with Fever. Are there any Paul songs left?
Poor Peter's solo album. Bless it. Bless his heart.
I'm worried I'm going to really end up with some shitty songs. So yeah. I will take Tossing and Turning. At least I can stomach that.
Yep, decent.
Come on, Joe. Two to you.
All right, I'm going to do That's the Kind of Sugar Papa Likes.
Nice.
And then I'm going to do Fuck, I cannot believe I'm going to pick I guess I'm going to pick And Then She Kissed Me.
Oh!
That's Paul Stanley.
You took one for the team there.
So people are going to vote who has the best draft, right?
I like that. That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll go with Ozone.
Yeah, that's what
Hell
I
yeah.
Wanted. All right, Joey.
Let's go with Man of a Thousand Faces.
Damn you.
All right, so Lee, you get one pick. Okay. So pick your first pick.
This is not good.
And then Lee gives to Joe. I'll That's give right. to Sonny. Sonny gives to me. Joe gives to Lee, right?
I'll take me away together as one.
No, I give to Lee now.
That's right.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh no. Be nice, Joe, now.
And wait, why does it go straight to Joe?
She would normally get two. One.
Yeah. 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 So, Joe, you pick for Lee now.
Yes. She's, she's getting.
Don't do it.
When You Wish Upon a Star.
That's fine with me. I thought you were going to do Great Expectations.
I was going to give that to Sonny. So.
It doesn't matter because I'm giving it to you first.
Oh!
No. Great Expectations. I don't mind. I was going to give you When You Wish. I'll take Great Expectations.
Yeah.
Right, so I give to you now?
I'll take When You Wish. I don't care.
When You Wish is gone, by the way, Sonny. You got to take it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Take it off.
What does Sonny hate worse? Easy Thing?
That's a big one.
He likes Hold Me, Touch Me.
He might not like I Can't Stop the Rain either. I'm not helping. I'm sorry. That's rude.
You got Easy Thing, Sonny.
All right. You were easy on me. All right, Lee, you get to pick for Joe.
Oh, man. What is the absolute worst on here? I don't know. Hold Me, Touch Me, for sure. Not that it's awful, but give it to him.
Oh, I'll take that. I was it's not bad. I would have even taken Any Way You Want It.
All right, so the songs that didn't get picked, all right, just so everybody knows. Always Near You, Nowhere to Hide, which is brutal. Any Way You Want It, which is not bad. I Can't Stop the Rain, who cares? I'm going to Love You. I can't even figure out how that goes. Kiss the Girl Goodbye, love theme from Kiss, doesn't surprise anybody. Mr. Make Believe, Rock Me Baby, See You Tonight, True Confessions, and Ton of Love. So Peter and Gene got bashed on this.
Yeah, I kind of like Love Theme.
Gene's solo album, the worst, I think, right?
I like Gene's solo album.
Yeah. Peter didn't do that great either. Peter's got four.
Gene has four too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Cause See You Tonight's not on his solo album.
Right. What do you mean? Of course it is.
Is See You Tonight on the solo album?
I thought it was.
Yeah.
So if it is, then he's got True Confessions, Ton of a Love, Mr. Make Believe. He's got
He's got five.
He's got five.
Yeah.
Always Near You. Yeah. Gene got pummeled. Yeah.
No, I like his album though.
Yeah, his is the worst album.
No, Peter's.
No, stop it.
You stop it.
All right. So there they are. Sonny will post. Can you either, can you post them on Facebook and Twitter or whatever?
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a Twitter.
We're Sonny not even on Twitter.
Sonny has.
We still have a page.
All right, everyone, no. Quickly in the comments, just first glance, who got the best picks here?
Yeah, who wins?
Oh, it's not even close.
Oh, you think you are?
It's me.
Oh, jeez, look at my list.
Look at it.
Are you out of your mind?
My list is amazing.
My list is amazing.
All right, while they're arguing, you guys, don't forget.
Love and Chains is terrible.
Love and Chains is amazing.
I like
podcast
it.
RockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. I have a few packs left of the Series 2 podcast Rock City cards. If you have not seen them, I'll go ahead and show you them real quick. So there's me holding my Jericho Fears Joey Licious sign.
That's true, by the way. That's true.
Can you stop sharing? Oh, people are looking at that. Okay.
Yeah. There's my... That's me and Karen with Ric Flair.
Nice.
Karen was not supposed to be in the picture. Ric Flair drug her in.
He drugged her and then brought her into the picture? Hold
yes.
on a second.
Wow. So, Lee Breathing Fire.
At the Kiss Coffee House.
Awesome. At the Kiss Coffee House. Joey.
Nice.
Playing the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Lee and Ace. Let's see. Sonny, he makes the best faces.
His
I fucking
face.
Love it. Now that's at the Gene Simmons Museum, right?
Yeah, with the boots, okay. Yeah.
Sonny,
yeah.
I wish we had a picture of you selling the poster.
I wish, too.
Oh, yeah,
I wish.
$30.
I wish.
No, the face that you would want would be, there's Lee and Gene.
Yeah, that's great.
Joey, we can take that picture next time we see each other. We'll just pretend... $30 sale on something. Yeah. And post that everywhere.
Study.
The hell?
So funny.
So silly.
Let's see. Joey on the drums again.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only one that looks like
with
actual
the fan, with the hair.
You see, Brad, look at Brad. Brad immediately said, I won after my second pick. I always love Brad the most.
Oh, good Lord.
Lee is the winner. I see that over there.
Nobody likes me. Sonny's got a poony pick in his mouth right there.
Did you?
So this,
Joe, I'm looking at your list right now. You picked Let Me Go Rock and Roll second?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a final song. I love Let Me Go Rock and Roll. That
one
fucking song. But see, I'm thinking live.
And Hooligan fourth. So out of your first four picks, Let Me Go Rock and Roll and Hooligan.
Yep.
Oh, God. It's a wonder that you're even a Kiss fan, Joe.
That's at Creature's Fest. With Sam. And the cool thing is, guys, that the back makes a puzzle.
Address so if you, kill.
Yeah, so
the puzzle
if you guys,
is Poony naked.
Look at this is my favorite card. This is reading Joey's book.
Wow. I like that.
You guys, look, if there's one thing about Podcast Rock City, you guys know, we like to have a lot of fun here. And we don't take ourselves too seriously, you know, like those fucking other guys. I don't know which guys they are. All of them. I'm just kidding, of course. I actually don't love any of them. But still, we try to have some fun here. I hope this was fun to you guys. It says Joey and Sonny was a tie. They killed Sonny on the causeway, the Godfather. I don't know what that means. That's from the Godfather.
The exact way Sonny dies in The Godfather, I would love that to be the way Poonie goes.
Oh, my God. Please don't say.
750 bullets right to the chest.
Look at this one. Sonny Poonie. Set list is my vote. That's awful. Brutal. Anyway, this was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Oh, Tommy Starr said, and it doesn't take 3 hours to listen to the show. Thanks, Tommy. You're the best. So in case you guys didn't notice, or I'm sure you did, I had a couple of different new intros. I've got other stuff planned for the show. I may even have a call-in line live for the show where you guys could call in and talk to us live and ask awesome. Your questions or make your comments. I just have to get somebody that'll man the Karen, man the Karen. Phone line.
Karen. Well, if you need somebody to man the Karen, wait.
Don't man the Karen.
Oh, man, here we go.
So once again, hey, we had Sonny and I had a great time at Rockin' Pod. We hung out with all the ladies. We did not enjoy seeing Stephen Michaels from that shitty show, Growing Up Rock. It's only shitty because he's on it.
Did he get thrown out of this convention too?
No, he didn't.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not a shitty show. It's the second best.
I'm so sorry I missed it. I hurt my back.
Yeah, Lee was injured.
I was mad.
But is it is it a 1-900 line? It's like, maybe. No, it's not going to cost anything. We had a great time. We hung out with all the ladies, our wives and girlfriends, and we went out to dinner a few times. One time was good. The other time, not good.
Because somebody had a bright idea. Let's go get barbecue. Oh. In Nashville. But we literally drove to Memphis to get it. And I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
And it was like going to a Chipotle.
Oh, it's like a chain?
I guess. I don't know. But it was like you walk in, you tell them what you want, you sit down with your number, they bring it to you kind of thing. It was
Whose idea? Joe's idea, Sonny?
What the fuck?
Come on. Was it?
No.
Oh.
No. It was Gomer Pyles.
I can neither deny or confirm.
So, Joe, what are we doing with these set lists? They're going to be posted somewhere to vote on or what?
I'll post them on Facebook.
I let everybody know that I really don't know. I love Stephen Michaels because the truth is that if I don't say that now, tonight he's going to cry on his pillow and it's going to be a terrible night. Or the next time I see him, he's going to be like, you're really messing with me too much, man.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. I do love Stephen Michael, even when he tries to force himself on me.
Whoa.
It's okay.
That's TMI.
He walked up. I was sitting all by myself eating, and he came and sat down next to me. I was like, in my mind, my reaction was this. Hey, how's it going? My reaction was,
why you got to pick on him so much?
It's an easy target.
Oh.
It's an easy target. And trust me when I tell you, he pretends like he doesn't give it back, but he does. Sonny, preach.
Yeah, he does. He does.
He gives
but
it back. Preach.
Joe, you're going to love this. Well, you might not love it so much. Uh-oh. So we get to interview Eric Martin. One of the questions. You couldn't find anybody better than Joey.
What? Who asked that question?
Man.
You son of a bitch.
So and you got to listen to the interview, but there's a point where he says, he goes, hey, Joey and Jericho and all those guys are on this damn text group. Joey is saying something and everybody jump on him. And then I guess Eric tries to defend Joey. And then Joey goes after Eric. So fuck that guy. I'm not defending him anymore.
It's true. Everyone will jump on me and then Eric will try to defend me. And then I have to pick on someone, you know that. So I got to dig Eric as soon as he starts sticking up for me.
Yeah, he talked about that on our show. It was a lot of fun. If you go on our YouTube page, you'll see the interviews that we did. Eric Martin, Paul Taylor, and Mark Weiss. And we had Hollywood from Glow Wrestling on, and I lay it on thick, you guys.
The real Hollywood.
Sure
not this, not this he fake lays Hollywood it on. We have.
Thick. I love that woman. She's beautiful and sweet. Very sweet. Very sweet lady.
I had to move over 3 inches. You get what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's time for me to go.
I hope that nobody that is important is watching this. I'm sorry. I love you guys. Hey, man, Sonny, you got anything to add?
No, thanks for listening and make sure, you let us know who had the best draft. I will have it on Facebook tonight.
Joey.
So always check out my show, Top 5 with Joey Casado. We got a good one this week. We did our top 5 favorite inventions in the last 50 years, and you'd be very surprised at some of these picks.
My number one's a piece of cake there.
What's your number one? Give me your number ones each. No cell phone, no internet.
Oh, no cell phone. Okay.
The best invention of my entire lifetime was the iPod.
Really?
Yes.
Why
if I would have had a If I would have had an iPod in high school, I don't graduate.
Yeah.
Dude, all I did was listen to music.
Yeah.
But you could only carry around so many tapes.
Yeah, my number one was the Walkman when it first came out. Obviously,
yeah.
An iPod, if I would have had it in 1983, forget it. It would have.
Oh, yeah.
But even just a Walkman then, I lived with. What about you guys? What would your number one be?
Yeah, the Walkman. Oh, we lost Joe. Oh. We lost everybody. It's me and
Lee,
you.
What would your number one pick be, Lee?
Man, I'd have to think about that. Because I said cell phone, but that doesn't count.
All right. Lee, you have anything? I don't know. You probably already said something. All right. So,
hi, everybody.
Thank you guys. I've already fired my internet company. They tried to come and put it. I should have let them. They came too late.
What do you
all
have?
Right.
What do you have, Joe?
I don't want to say because I don't want to get in trouble.
How are you getting in trouble?
They have T's and A's.
Don't you like live in Alabama or something? They don't have internet there.
Listen, I do not live in Alabama.
You're close.
I live in Georgia.
Exactly.
No, don't exactly.
Right over to
Georgia's a beautiful, wonderful place. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcast. Sorry about the end of that, guys. We'll see you guys. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.